Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
The Massachusetts Department of Transportation will be replacing the half-century-old Commonwealth Avenue Bridge at Boston University in July. The agency deemed the bridge structurally deficient and will be accelerating its repair project on it this summer, beginning July 26th. But instead of taking months to repair the bridge, MassDOT plans to complete Phase 1 of the project in just 18 and a half days. Phase 2 is slated for 2018. Nevertheless, even those 18 and a half days are bound to cause some serious headaches, as Commonwealth Avenue will be closed to vehicle traffic, so will the BU Bridge during that time, and the Mass Pike below will be narrowed down from 8 lanes to 2 in either direction. Well, this massive construction site is just a couple of blocks from our studios. So earlier today, at the intersection of the BU Bridge and Commonwealth Avenue, we met up with Peter Firth, professor of transportation engineering at Northeastern University, to talk about this big project.
A lot of people don't realize it, but this piece of Comm Ave is actually a bridge. It's a bridge over the train tracks and over the Mass Pike. The bridge is about 60 years old, and it's time to be replaced.
So before we talk about the work that's going to be done here, I just want us to take a moment to note about everything that's happening at this location. Because when you think about it, it may be one of the most important sort of nodes in Boston's transportation circulation system.
For sure. There are 10,000 pedestrians crossing here a day. That makes it probably the second busiest crossing in the whole city of Boston.
Or when crossing over Comm Ave this way, like you play chicken with the Green Line, hoping you can make it all the way across to the other side of the street.
You're absolutely right, Meghna. The crossing across Commonwealth Avenue, it was an afterthought. There are no ramps if somebody is disabled. The number of lanes you have to cross, it's about 7 lanes plus 2 more lanes for the Green Line. It's a terrible crossing, so the improvements that they're going to do are going to make it better for all those crossings.
Long overdue. I mean, the WBR studios are just a couple of blocks away, so we happen to know this intersection really well, and there's just so much going on here. Obviously, you've got Commonwealth Avenue with all its car traffic and truck traffic and bus traffic. The B line of the Green Line runs up and all the way up and down Commonwealth Avenue. There's the BU Bridge here. So this is just on the bridge portion. And then, of course, the river's right there as well. And below us, the Mass Pike.
And the train tracks.
And the commuter rail as well. So almost every imaginable mode of transportation flows through here.
Correct.
So closing it down is going to cause some challenges.
Well, that's one of the reasons that they're going to close it down the way they are. Instead of spreading the construction out over, let's say, 6 months or 9 months, and every night, let's close a little bit and open it a little bit, that would be incredibly expensive and disruptive, because they have to close the Mass Pike and the train tracks anytime they're doing work above it. So instead, what they're planning to do, which will be overall much less disruptive, is just shut the whole thing down for a 2.5-week period in the summer when BU students aren't here, and when a lot of us are away on vacation. And then just go 24 hours a day and get half the bridge done. And then come back the next year and repeat. And the reason that they need to do that come back next year and repeat is because of relocating utilities.
Mm-hmm. To be clear, when you say they're going to shut the whole thing down, it's Commonwealth Avenue, right, from Packard's Corner all the way to Kenmore Square. They're not going to entirely close the Mass Pike. They're just going to narrow it.
Yeah, what they're going to close is Comm Ave.
Yeah.
The Mass Pike, they'll do diversions. So they might kind of move all the traffic to one half of the pike while they work over the other half and then repeat. There'll be periodic closures of the commuter rail. So, the Mass Pike won't be shut down for those.
Although it might feel like it for people when the traffic backs up, because they'll be down, they'll have half the number of lanes available to them for a couple of weeks.
What we found, whenever the state has done big construction projects like this and they give the public a lot of notice, people are a lot more flexible in finding ways around it than you think. The traffic Armageddon that's predicted, it doesn't happen. It'll be fine.
Well, why don't we see if we can make our way across Com Ave here and talk more?
And it's already flashing, don't walk too much.
We just started, yeah. I mean, the asphalt here where the T-tracks are, it's a mess. It's all, everything's broken up. Here we are stuck at the island.
You know, the asphalt where the Green Line tracks are is a victim of multi-jurisdictionalism. So the bridge structure is owned by the MassBike, but the tracks are the MBTA, and whose job is it to take care of the asphalt between the tracks? Nobody really knows. You got to get permission from everybody involved, so the easiest thing to do is to leave it alone.
Easy, but maybe not smartest thing to do. Should we keep going?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more room on this island.
Do you have any concerns about the timeline that MassDOT is applying to this project? Because they're doing it in two phases. There's the work this summer, and then in 2018, like you said, they'll do the other half. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to do, in both those phases, they're trying to do a ton of work 24/7 in just a couple of weeks, and even using things like fast-drying concrete and things like that. I mean, do you have confidence that that can be done well and safely, that the product we'll have at the end will be a good one?
A couple summers ago, the state did fast-track projects on Interstate 93. They did something like 8 bridges in 8 weekends. I'm not sure exactly the numbers, but it was fantastically successful. And again, instead of spreading the work out over a long period of time and just trying to do the work at night with all the lane shutdowns, and they just said, let's shut everything down for a weekend and blast, and very successful. It costs less that way. Overall, the disruption to the public is less that way. It's safer.
So they've done it before. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And very successfully.
Great.
Yeah.
Why wasn't this work done sooner?
What do you mean by sooner? You mean last summer?
Years ago.
So there are two parts to this work. One is the structural part. Let's make the bridge stronger. There's no reason that had to be done sooner. The bridge is still supporting everything that goes on it. We haven't had to close the road down because of bridge failure. Now it's time to replace the bridge. We replace the bridge. That's no problem. Now, as far as the surface improvements, why are the pedestrian crossings still as bad as they are? So the pedestrian crossings were improved quite a bit about 2 years ago, and now they're going another step to improving them. Why weren't they improved sooner? That's the story of transportation in Boston.
So, Peter, what do you want to say to people who look at even a two-week closure and just throw their hands up and say, why do I have to deal with this?
So there's a choice. We could either have the blast, the two or three-week closure, or we could have a migraine headache that lasts for 9 months while we're closing two lanes here, two lanes there, work going on. It's a lot better to just, you know, take some Novocaine, have the 2 week surgery, and then you come out healthy, than to be in pain and operation that lasts for 9 months.
Point taken, but I will cling to my journalistic skepticism and allow for the possibility that MassDOT goes a little longer than they expected. But we'll see. We wish everybody the best of luck here in getting this much needed bridge work done. Peter Firth, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much for meeting us outside on this absolutely gorgeous day.
Glad to be here, Magna.
Peter Firth is a professor of transportation engineering at Northeastern University. He met us at the foot of the BU Bridge on Commonwealth Avenue. And hey, I'm curious. I'm sure a lot of you go through that part of Com Ave maybe every day or once a day, or the Mass Pike. Let us know how you're going to get around when all that construction is going on this summer at the end of July. Send us a tweet at Radio Boston. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.